the lady sitting next to you. The two of you actually match together.
We're in the summer zone. Did you pick that up?
It's like the same fabric and everything.
Exactly. It literally is, actually. We look like poppies.
All right. So this is Limor Izako.
Hello.
Limor. This
Lovely
is Dina. Dina. This is Limor. And Limor is from the company called Tuckbox. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
me.
Thanks for bringing food with you.
Yes, I brought.
You see, the call was heard.
All right, Limor, I just want to give a little bit of background because Dina's background, marketing background. It's important that she should know this.
Yes.
That you're one of the founding members of Mama Advertising.
Yes, Mama Creative.
Mama Creative.
Yes,
and it just won a Lurie.
Yes,
for the Chief Rabbi's awesome. Shabbos project.
Yes, it's about time.
Now, this is a far cry from Tuckbox.
You know what I've since learned? When you're in a services industry, you dream about having a product, of being in a product industry. And when you're in a product industry, you realize what the benefits were of being in a service industry. So, I was in Mama for 6 years. Lawrence and I started it together in 2006. And it was hard work. And this is hard work too. But that was really, I was quite young and I was also just, I left when I was having my first child and I just couldn't figure out how I was going to do it, how I was going to have the agency and the clients and children and all of that. So I gave myself a bit of a time out in 2012.
Good advice.
Hmm?
Good advice. Because I think that's very realistic. I don't believe that as women we can have it all.
No. And, but the only thing that was problematic was you need the time out at some point. But when your child is an infant and it's your first child, life doesn't change as much as you think it's going to change. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it does change in many ways.
Jeez.
But
No.
But I'm saying
when you know nothing.
Actually, when you have a baby at home, that's exactly when you can sit and get work done and speak to clients on the phone. And, when you have 2 and 3 and 4 year olds and you're schlepping up and down to school and stuff like that, that's when things really, really start to change. But when you've got a little infant at home, suddenly you're at home and you think, okay, well, now I'm here to be a full-time mother and this child's just sleeping the whole time. You know what I mean? So.
And I used to wake my children up to play.
Yeah. Oh, are you one of those?
No, anyway, but that's besides
you must sleep
the point.
When I'm sleeping.
Nice, Kathy.
All right. So how did this idea come about for Tuckbox?
At Mama, we were working. We worked extremely hard all the time through the night. We were always working. And, when you're billing by the hour and you've got people and, it was just we were always working and we were always hungry. And we never had easy access food. And I used to pack a 2 kilogram bag of trail mix on a Sunday. I used to make a big bag of trail mix to have at my desk. Lawrence would obviously eat half of it or more than half of it. It didn't last past Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, it didn't last long. But I always wanted to have something easy and convenient and wholesome with me. And that never happened. And so when I left Mama, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I really wasn't. I wanted to just be a mom and have a bit of a time out for a while, which I did. And then after a few months, I realized I wanted to be in the food space very badly. I wanted to be in the wholesome food space.
Such
and
a hard space to be
it
in,
is.
Though.
It is. And I actually had so many other ideas. I was going to do this and that and fresh food and, lots of perishable things. And, I just had many other ideas. But it whittled down until it got to a point where I realized snacking was the space. Snacking is, it's so diverse. There's so many different things. There's, you've got sweet things, you've got chewy things, you've got savory things, spicy things, salty
things. And sours.
Sours. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things within the snack world. And I also realized snacking is such an important part of the day because, 90%. I mean, it's huge. If you make a bad decision with a snack, it's the rest of the day can easily go downhill.
Definitely.
You make a bad decision on a snack, then you make a bad decision on lunch, and, the day starts to spiral away, and you didn't realize that actually it was because you just chose a bad snack,
Well, some people, it starts at breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. So, I fell in love with the snacking space, and I fell in love with the range, and also it's non-perishable, it's easier to handle, easier to manage, easier to store.
So, aside from your amazing presentation of your gifts, which is this handcrafted box, and it's got the sliding lid. And what I like about that is that you can upcycle it. People can keep using it afterwards, even if they don't want to use it for snacks afterwards.
No, they do. They use it for candles, for photos, for stationery. People use it for all sorts
of
things.
Yeah, because it's got your family name on it.
Exactly.
Or whatever name.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
All right. So how do your snacks compare, or how are your snacks different to other snacks available?
So The first thing is that we do work very hard to find good ingredients, wholesome ingredients. We try our best to eliminate as much sugar and salt as and process as we can along the way. And we do have some treat items, but it's 80% wholesome and about 20% treat. That's the kind of ratio we're at right now. And if it's chocolate, we aim for dark chocolate. And, you know, we just try and balance things a bit better. We also combine things in a very interesting way. So it's not peanuts and raisins in a packet. Do you know what I mean? It's like pomegranates with apricot and, you know, there's interesting combinations.
Where do the combinations come from? And how much is based on your family history? Like, have you brought recipes and things like that?
No, not necessarily recipes, but, I mean, I think my family history is that there was always interesting food at home. There was always interesting food, and there was never a fear of new things. And there was always, you know, my dad was very into culinary, you know, very into, sorry.
That's amazing. Yes. My family ate chicken.
No. Well, we ate chicken.
My father thought the chicken truck followed us on holiday. That was about exciting as we got.
But the combinations are really just, you know, I kind of think, what do I want to eat? That's kind of, embarrassingly enough, that's kind of the departure point. And then it goes from there. And I get also a lot of feedback from a lot of people. People say, you know, you should do this and you should do that. What about banting? What about this? What about that? And I learn what people do. And also being now in business for 2 years, I learn a lot what people like to eat and what they don't like to eat. So we discontinue some things. We bring things back. We go to print. We add 4 things on a run sometimes because it's very popular. So, yeah. But it starts from what I think is actually – and my twin sister also, she lives in the UK. And she's also exposed to a wide variety of things that we don't really see and have here. So she also weighs in a lot there. Yeah, it's
does she do this in the UK?
No, she's an actuary.
Okay. See. Talented family.
Yeah, I'll say.
Thank you.
All right, so that's what you do most of the year. Like, how many ranges have you got of snacks that you do just generally?
So generally we've got, you know, our core business is our boardroom boxes. We brand a box and it lives in your boardroom, and then we replenish the snacks on a monthly basis. And it takes care of meeting rooms and boardroom environments. So the box itself is, it's branded to the company and carries the message of whatever the company wants to say on the box. And the snacks are from our range, which at the moment we're in about 61 different combinations.
But things change. That's a great idea, hey? Instead of those pink biscuits.
Yes. We're running away from the pink biscuits. That's what we're trying to change.
Have you looked inside?
It all goes wrong.
Have you looked inside these boxes?
I have. I was actually so impressed, really, because those are all things that actually are. Like, you want to snack on them and they are healthy.
Correct.
So, like, to find that exactly that, when you're looking for a snack, it can seriously go downhill.
Exactly.
But that is actually, like, it gives you that option.
What a pleasure.
Okay, and you feel good about it.
So one of the things that you do at this time of the year is that because of your own cultural connection, right, to the Jewish community, part of what you do with Tuck Box is that you produce these for Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your Rosh Hashanah boxes and what's in it.
So,
and are they just the general snacks that you can get on the board, in the boardroom tables?
No. The Rosh Hashanah snacks are different. There are some snacks that filter through from the boardroom, like some of our really popular ones, like our brilliant banana berry date bites. They come from, they're in the boardroom.
That sounds delicious.
They're in the boardroom thing. But dates are highly symbolic at this time of year, so they find their way into the box. We look for foods that are highly symbolic at this time of year. Obviously, apples and honey. I mean, that's the no-brainer.
Apples and honey?
So our apples and honey is the most delicious Pink Lady apple wedges from the Ceres Valley.
Mm.
And then we supply a 8-gram sachet of honey. So, you know, you can open your little tray and you pour your honey on top and you have your little symbolic moment just as a, you know, to commemorate the main kind of...
I'm thinking this is very nice for the simanim.
It is.
Night.
You just put the box on the table.
Yeah, it's got everything in there. You don't have to go shopping. Nothing.
Hashtag saving time. All right. Yeah. I've actually got a list because I went and I Googled quickly. What's Bubby's apple kugel?
So Bubby's apple kugel is it's apple rings, jumbo raisins, and sultanas, and then we top them with green apple cubes. But our green apple cubes are freeze-dried, so they've got a bit of a crunch to them. So it's a.
I've never heard of half of this stuff.
Yeah, but whatever it is, it sounds very healthy.
Because you're hungry.
Yeah, no.
Do you need to eat something? You need to eat something.
Go on.
I'm just going to have a peek in the box.
What is the milk and honey?
So milk and honey are...
These are all the different boxes.
These are all the different snacks within the box.
Okay.
So milk and honey is yogurt-coated mango strips.
That sounds incredible. I've actually had those. Mm. Those are really delicious. Then you've got fruit wheels, which I think we all remember
fruit
from
wheels,
school.
And what's nice with the fruit wheels is that it's amazing for kids. You know, when you've got that long fruit wheel, that long fruit roll, it's hard for the kids to sit and fiddle with it, and then you don't want them to eat the whole thing, and you know. So with these snacks, it's amazing because the kids will can take a tray. I've got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they've tested this. They can take a tray, they can open it themselves, and then they can help themselves, and each fruit wheel is just easy for them to handle and to eat.
I literally had this problem. I seriously had to cut the fruit roll the other day.
That's exactly it.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Garden of Eden, what's that?
So Garden of Eden is just, it's just figs, delicious figs, super, super plump, super huge, delicious figs. I called it Garden of Eden just because it's got this sort of, figs are just like that.
All right, another one, Safta's Strawberry Shortcake.
So Safta's Strawberry Shortcake, my mother used to and still does make a strawberry cake at Breaking of the Fast. So always, it's like a basic sort of vanilla sponge with strawberries and then strawberry jelly. I don't know. It was just always something that was in our house.
She definitely lived in an interesting house.
I really did. So my mom is Safta because now there's 7 grandkids. So she's Safta. And Safta Strawberry Shortcake is shortbread rounds and freeze-dried strawberries. So there's that little bit of a bite there as well, of a crunch to the strawberries, and then yogurt-coated raisins.
And you just take a handful of those and you're on your way.
Absolutely.
And I mean, there are many, many more. I mean, there's Granny Jones peaches and cream. There's the Balabos honey cake. That sounds delicious. brilliant banana, berry and date bites. Okay, so here's my question. Your boxes clearly are not all the same size. Dina, how many packs have you got in there?
This one has 4.
Has it got 4?
Yes.
Okay,
I can even count today. Aren't you impressed?
No, well, sometimes, you know, there's some other ones underneath. All right, so
hold on.
So Dina's box has got 4 of the packs. You've got another box here, and how many has that one got?
This one is 6.
That one's got 6. And what are the different sizes?
So
of boxes
the only other got? Difference. So there's a 4 snack, a 6 snack, and a 12 snack.
Okay.
So those are the 3 different sizes. So it just depends. If you're giving it to one person, maybe the 4 snack or the 6 snack. And if you're giving it to a family or 3 or 4 people, whatever, then maybe the 12 snack's better.
All right.
Mm. And how long in advance do you need to order these?
So the sooner the better. I mean, we launched Rosh Hashanah about 2 weeks ago. So we're closing our orders on the 15th of September, which is cutting it extremely fine. I mean, we're going to have a horrible few days at the beginning of the week, which is going to compromise the food that my guests are going to get at our dinner. But anyway, no, it's cutting it very, very fine. We might just like...
The cobbler's son has no shoes.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, so we did decide because last year, and we've done Rosh Hashanah now for 2 years, and people are very last minute. And I just don't know. I mean, I'm not strong enough to change that yet.
There is no being on this planet that is.
Yeah, exactly. So people will wake up on Friday the 15th, the day that we close. It will be this,
No, they'll wake
it's
up
always like
on
that.
The Monday.
No, they're not going to do that. And I'll tell you why. I just had an idea.
Yeah.
What if our listeners, right, could win one of these boxes, bespoke, with their name on? And not only that, but they could nominate another person to get one of these boxes. Could we do that?
We could definitely do that. 100%.
To our count.
All right. Anybody wanting to nominate Dina Dana can do so. I think that's it's so nice, and it's so nice for Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly.
It's great.
Okay, so you could actually win one of these tuck boxes. What you have to do is you have to... what are we going to ask our listeners to do?
I think they must get in touch with Chai.
Yes.
And they must let us know about a person in the community that is doing something special for the other people or for the greater good.
So it doesn't even have to be friends or family. Mm. It could be somebody.
Yes.
Oh, I love
that. Just someone that they've noticed.
I love that. Okay.
Someone that they've noticed that's doing good work in their good way and that needs to be noted.
Great. Love that. And you know what else you should do? You should link it to one of your flavors and connect them to say, why is it? Because they're sweet and they're
amazing. So you can go and check that out as well. All right. So yes. If there's somebody in the community who you would like to send one of these tuck boxes to, you can nominate them. What you have to do is just pop an email to info@chaifm.com. I'll actually see if we can put up a link on our website on chaifm.com that you'll be able to just submit your entry like that. So we want to know your name. We need the correct spelling of your surname, obviously, in case you win. Then
hopefully you know that.
Yeah, because your box is going to be bespoke. It's going to have your own name on it.
Yes.
As well as the box for the person that you have nominated.
Exactly.
Okay, this is excellent.
I think that's stunning. And we've got 10 days. We've got 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Well, it's Monday. We've got 10 days until our shop is closed, let's say.
Okay.
So it's until Friday the 15th.
All right. So we're going to do that every day.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. So get your email right now to info@chaifm.com, chaifm.com. Limor, thank you so much. Thank you for coming in. And thanks for great products.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to order mine today.
Can I tell you something? It has been a headache off my shoulders, and I know that it's done. It's done. By the way, what happens with deliveries?
Okay, so deliveries are...
do you deliver to...
We do deliver. So we deliver countrywide. Joburg, Durban, Cape Town, the main centres. You know, as long as you're within 50 kilometres of an airport, we'll deliver. So, yeah, you just have to... If you want to order your own, you just have to go online to tuckbox.co.za and there's an order form there where you can just complete... It's a very clear order form. You just have to read a little bit just to see where you have to type the names of your recipients.
Yeah.
And then you submit the form and then we'll get cracking on
it.
Make
sure that the spelling is correct.
Yeah, make sure the spelling is correct because we're using the spelling as you give it to us. We're not trying to fix your spelling in any way.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Brilliant, brilliant. That's Limor Izako. She's from a company called Tuckbox. Tuckbox, tuckbox.co.za. And... oh, I love that. So now that's how a competition is born, you see? We're going to do this every single day. So what you've got to do is you've got to go and...